my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but you hear not, and in the night season, and am not silent. But you are holy, who inhabits the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted, and you did deliver them. They cried to you, and were delivered. They trusted in you, and were not confounded. But I am a worm, and no man, a reproach of men, and despised of the people. They that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. They gaped upon me with their mouths, as a ravening and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaves to my jaws. And you have brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have encompassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones. They look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them and cast lots on my vesture. Be not far from me, O Lord, O my strength. Haste to help me. Of unleavened bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover, and the chief priests and scribes sought how they might kill him, for they feared the people. Judas communed with the chief priests and captains how he might betray him unto them, and they were glad and covenanted to give him money. Jesus said, "Judas, do you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?" Then they brought him into the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off. Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, said, "You have brought this man to me as one that perverteth the people, and behold, I, having examined him before you, have found no fault in this man, touching those things whereof you accuse him." And they all cried, "Away with this man, and release to us Barabbas." As they led Jesus away, they laid hold upon Simon, and on him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus. There followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. Jesus, turning to them, said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children." And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. When they had come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And they parted his raiment and cast lots. The soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, said, "If you be the King of the Jews, save yourself." The superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek, Latin, and Hebrew, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, "If you be the Christ, save yourself and us." But the other answered and rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, seeing you are in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing amiss." And he said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Verily I say to you, today shalt you be with me in paradise." And it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. The sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. When Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." And having said this, he gave up the ghost. Now when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, "Certainly this was a righteous man."